Curly Conspiracies is a part of Dark Cast Network. Hi, everyone. This is Curly Conspiracies. I'm your host this week, Brooke Sasser, and I'm here with Holly Lauerman.
Hi, everyone.
Happy Halloween, listeners. For today's conspiracy, we are going to dive into a real-life tale of sorcerers and even ninjas. Now, today's story is no easy feat to tell due to the fact that this story of magic and witches and ninjas beholds much tragedy and death. In 1998, in the midst of political injustice and uprising, a mob of so-called ninjas massacred over 150 sorcerers in a more present-day witch hunt in Banyuwangi, Indonesia. Today we're looking deeper at the 1998 massacre and the claims that these ninjas could have had a more supernatural background and motive. Alright guys, let's put on our tinfoil hats and see what lies beneath today's conspiracy. When you think of witch hunt, you oftentimes probably think of the Salem witch trials, where young girls and neighbors were accusing one another of practicing black magic, being possessed by the devil, and ultimately losing their life because of it. Most of the witch hunts were long, long ago and happened near the late 1600s. But what if I told you that in Indonesia there was a witch hunt not so long ago? And not only that, but resulted in the deaths of up to 150 people, and possibly more. The story began in February of 1998 and lasted until October of that year. It takes place in Banyuwangi, Indonesia. Banyuwangi is known for its beautiful beaches and volcanoes, and it's located to the west of Bali.
Right when COVID first started, I was in Indonesia, and it is a beautiful country. I was there for about 3 weeks and got to explore a lot of the different islands. And there are so many different landscapes, and the people are so nice there. And I'm really shocked that I have never heard of this before, considering that it was in 1998. That really wasn't that long ago. I mean, we were alive. Like, wow, that's wild.
I know. I've never heard of it either. And I'm curious, while you were there, did you ever experience any black magic or anything like seeing people practicing witchcraft or I don't know, anything mystical? What am I trying to say?
While I was there, I didn't see anything. It's a little surprising to hear that black magic is a thing there because it really appeared that their culture had a lot of respect and deep roots in religion. And on the surface level, it doesn't seem like sorcery and magic would be a common thing there.
Interesting. Well, Banyuwangi is actually known for a darker reason too. So it is kind of known for death and blood and black magic, all relating back to this event that happened in 1998. So Jason Brown from Inside Indonesia said, quote, "Banyuwangi has long been known as one of the most powerful centers of black magic in Indonesia, along with the Banten in the West Java and the island of Lombok. According to an anthropologist, Banyuwangi's fertile land has bred a farming culture with close links to the spiritual world. As a buffer zone between the islands of Java and Bali, Banyuwangi has also had a long history of violent struggle, which in the past often met with failure. This combination of fertility and failure led to an obsession with sorcery among the people of Banyuwangi," unquote. He continues on and describes that there were two types of black magic primarily practiced in this area of Indonesia. The first is called seer, and this was a black magic used to kill another person. This usually happens in the form of busong, where the victim's stomach bloats incredibly. And people believe that the bloating is due to actual objects inside of the stomach.
What objects?
So it could be anything from knives to nails to broken glass to kitchen tools like pots and pans to even animals. And of course, this often leads to their death. Now, whether this has been proven, I don't know, but this is the rumor or at least speculation of this type of magic. Now, the second type of black magic is rapu, which is meant to have a more long-lasting type of suffering throughout their lifetime. It could be in the form of sudden blindness or deafness or other health conditions. And some even categorize witchcraft there by color. So black is to kill an enemy, red is to harm an enemy, and yellow causes an enemy to fall ill. And white witchcraft is more positive and used to help businesses prosper, love to happen, and has more well-being behind it. It's important to note that as we're leading up to the events that transpired in 1998, there is this feeling of hate and fear that spread across Indonesia due a lot in part to the political climate. Now, there were actual laws in place prohibiting sorcerers from using black magic against people in the same village as you. Now, if a sorcerer was to break that law, then he or she would be forced to go to trial. And if they were found guilty, they would be exiled from the village and their home would be burnt to the ground. Now, in 1998, though, the law that protected the sorcerers in a way would be broken by their fellow neighbors, or so it was to be believed.
So then white magic was allowed?
Possibly, I think so. It sounds like there were actual kind of laws in place to protect sorcerers, or at least it was more common. You know, people were aware that people were practicing magic and that you just couldn't really practice it against people in your own village. Now, other villages, I mean, maybe.
Fair game.
Yeah, yeah, fair game. Watch out. But people in your own village, that's a no-go.
Yep, there is that line. Can't cross it.
Yep. Now, with the political climate in turmoil and a feeling of uneasiness, something dark swept across the town, killing all the suspected sorcerers in the town over the following months. When we return, we will talk about how the so-called ninjas swept across the land, killing the sorcerers.
I'm Edward October, creator host of Octoberpod, and I'm proud to be partnered with the Darkcast Network. For dark-sided podcasts of impeccable taste, choose one of the many fine podcasts of the Darkcast Network. The Darkcast Network. I recommend it.
Now back to the show. When the killings first started happening, the blame was put on a group that locals referred to as ninjas, due to eyewitnesses claiming to have seen mobs of people wearing all black and covering their face, very similar to what we picture as ninjas. At first, people were unsure of what to think of the ninjas. Some thought they were groups of vigilantes, others thought it was a paranormal entity. Regardless, though, this mob of ninjas killed any sorcerer in their midst, taking the law into their own hands. These ninjas were described as hunters, dark, supernatural, purposeful. Some thought the ninjas could almost fly, disappear quickly, and transform into cats.
So let me get this straight. These ninjas are going around killing people in Indonesia for doing magic. But it sounds like that they are practicing magic themselves.
Right? If it is a supernatural being or people with supernatural powers, it definitely could have had some magic involved, which would be super hypocritical of them.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. But it is still terrible to think that all of these poor sorcerers or so-called sorcerers lost their lives. It sounds like this is literally a modern day Salem witch hunt.
Right? I agree. It's terrible what happened. And it's exactly like the Salem witch trials. And the worst part is that there were around 150 people executed during this time for being a sorcerer, which is actually more deaths than the Salem witch trials. And all done by this group called the ninjas. Now, for this next part, we are going to go into a few of the specific atrocities of these crimes. I will warn you that we do talk about a few gruesome details, so if you'd like to skip ahead a little bit, now is the time to do so. One of the stories that we're going to talk about has to do with one man named Ruslan. Ruslan lived in one of the local villages for over 30 years with his wife. Ruslan and his neighbors did not get along well. Ruslan would often make comments like, "Watch out, or you'll get it," and things got confrontational. And apparently, after confrontations, the neighbors would report sickness. And on top of that, reports were made saying that Ruslan would oftentimes seduce other people's wives and his neighbors' wives. So, needless to say, people definitely had some grudges and were nervous around Ruslan, to say the least. They all thought he was a sorcerer, and unfortunately, he was one of the many victims of the ninjas. When this was happening, Ruslan went into hiding, and they ended up finding Ruslan in a neighboring village after he tried to escape, and they ended up stoning him to death.
Oh my gosh.
Right? And another suspected sorcerer was named Asimi. She was believed to be a sorcerer due to multiple people actually seeing her practicing her magic. Now, she ended up being banished twice for this reason. Now, Asimi had marital problems with her husband due to money and debts being owed. And one night, her husband had a dream that Asimi sprayed water on him. And when he awoke, he had an enlarged stomach.
Oh, no.
Yep, not a good sign based on what we learned earlier. And I don't know the ending of this story or what eventually happened to her husband, but I can assume it didn't end well. And when this was all happening, she too was killed by the ninjas. Now, there were other stories of another man who was claimed to be a sorcerer because he got in a fight with his cousin, and then following the argument, his cousin began to have all of his livestock die, and he too was killed by the ninjas. There was also another story that came from September of 1998, so kind of towards the end of all of this, and this was about a married couple who had actually just sat down for dinner in their house after a day of working in the nearby rice fields. They heard a knock on their door, and while approaching, they actually heard a voice say, "Grandfather, can I have a light?" The couple was confused because they didn't have any children or grandchildren at that. The husband had a bad feeling about the person on the other side, so he picked up a bat to defend his wife and himself with. When they finally opened the door, they were surprised at what they found. There wasn't just one man. It was what was described as a mob of men that had black cloths covering their faces like ninjas. They grabbed the husband by the throat and took him outside of the house. He ended up dropping the bat on the way out, and the mob ended up hanging the poor man in front of his wife. Now, his wife actually ran into the woods and survived this incident to be able to tell about it later.
Was there any evidence that they were even practicing magic?
So this was one of the stories that actually I don't know, but it doesn't appear to. And I think that's part of the tragedy and sadness of all this. Not that anybody practicing magic deserves anything bad to happen to them, but that innocent people were being dragged into this and multiple lives were lost regardless of any wrongdoing that they had done.
Yeah, that is really terrible.
I agree. And after this quick commercial break, we will discuss if there is a more supernatural cause behind the ninjas' massacre. Now back to the show. Now that we discussed the background of the tragedies and events that took place between the sorcerers and ninjas, we will now go into the different theories that could explain the background of what happened. One explanation or conspiracy theory is mass hysteria. Mass hysteria, as we've heard about before, is a contagious dissociative phenomenon that takes place in large groups of people or institutions that are oftentimes under conditions of anxiety.
So is this theory believed to be that these ninjas were kind of all paranoid and wanted to kill anyone who was even suspected of practicing black magic, even though there was no evidence? And then this got to all of the towns in Indonesia, and in like a frenzy of suspecting everyone around them was practicing black magic besides maybe just like one or two that actually were.
I definitely think so. And I think the thought is that there was this group of vigilante citizens killing people because the deaths were real. I mean, that's you can't dispute that. There definitely were deaths. But the idea that there is these paranormal ninjas sneaking around killing people is the mass hysteria part, where people were imagining that that was happening possibly, or sharing this hallucination, as well as, like you said, thinking that their neighbors are sorcerers, even though they weren't. Now, of course, this theory, though parts could maybe be explained away with mass hysteria, there's no doubt that many people lost their lives during this event. And I don't think that mass hysteria fits the bill for this one, like almost every other conspiracy theory we've talked about.
So then the ninjas were real, though.
There were people killing in black costumes.
Okay, so it's just that they actually had supernatural powers is what is believed to be the mass hysteria.
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
Got it.
Yes. So whether they were actually like supernatural beings is up for debate, but there, there were groups of people out there killing people. So.
Wow.
Yes. Now, the next theory is that this truly was a paranormal force to be reckoned with, that this was something supernatural, almost cryptic-like, and this group of ninjas targeting potential sorcerers were out there, and the motive was being to seek justice on the wrongdoing that they had caused. Now, others think that this was a group or mob of ninjas that may have started paranormally, but then turned into a mob of citizens taking the law into their own hands. Or maybe it was a group of citizens all along. Another theory is that this was all politically motivated. Like we mentioned earlier, in 1998, Indonesia had an unsettling political environment with lots of fighting. Theorists also noted that a lot of the victims were from the Muslim community. Jason Brown said, quote, "Fortunately, the national conspiracy theories have remained just that, theories, but there is more evidence of an anti-Muslim cleric campaign at the local level." The fall of a leader and the arrival of the Reformation process herald a new phase in this political empowerment of local religious leaders. Now, Muslim clerics have long played an important social role as informal village leaders. In Banyuwangi, villagers will often approach these clerics for assistance on all kinds of matters, be they spiritual or personal, while the village head or the leader is usually only approached when official business is required, i.e. like a government stamp. Now, with the arrival of political reformation, these respected informal village leaders had the opportunity to move from the social to the political sphere. So these Muslim clerics posed a major threat to local politicians, including village heads, district heads, and even the Banyuwangi Bupati, or regent, who was forced to resign in the wake of all these slayings. Now, I believe there were two main reasons why the terror campaign or ninja issue spread out of Banyuwangi to the rest of East Java. Firstly, local politicians in the various regions of East Java were similarly threatened by the political empowerment of these Muslim clerics, while in some regions, these existed tensions between the Islamic community and the local political and security apparatus. Secondly, spokesmen often overreacted to the situation by calling on the community to protect their local Muslim clerics, creating the scene of hysteria throughout the entire province, unquote. So it's very possible that these ninjas were created by local politicians to protect their political roles. And not only that, it sounds like the media played a really big role in this too, in hyping everybody up and causing this hysteria and making these two adverse sides kind of fight against each other. Now, no one knows what truly happened that year or what the true motive was behind all of these deaths. But Holly, what do you think? Could it have been mass hysteria? Was it a paranormal group or maybe a vigilante group of citizens? Or was this a ploy from the government to protect their local politicians? What are your thoughts?
I'm going to have to say that this was a ploy by the government. Of course, this reminds me of the Salem witch trials, but this also reminds me of the Red Scare in the United States, where everyone was ratting on each other to not get in trouble or to get rewards from the government. So I feel like anything posing a threat to political leaders will make them do anything to try to keep and stay in power. So in this instance, it seems like they all created chaos and hysteria amongst the community to make them all turn against each other. Then, of course, this weakens the power of the people and the sorcerers and anyone else who was gaining power at that time. And then it gives power back to the political leaders. So this theory really does seem to check all the boxes. But it really is horrific to think that there were people killing innocent people just based on rumors and suspicion. 150 is a lot of people, and it's truly heartbreaking that this happened.
Yeah, I 100% believe that the government was behind this and that the ninja group going out and killing sorcerers was their idea to begin with. Now, maybe after they started this whole thing, concerned citizens kind of jumped on the bandwagon and helped with the killing and had all this hysteria added to it. But overall, I just believe that the government had to be behind this to protect their politicians. Like you said, it really does check all the boxes. I was really surprised by this case, though, because I feel like this sounds like it would have happened hundreds of years ago with witch hunts and ninjas and black magic. It's hard to believe this happened only 20 or so years ago, and really this massacre isn't even that publicized or well known. And though I usually am one to believe in paranormal and supernatural things, I don't think that these ninjas were a supernatural being and could fly or turn into cats. I think they were just a group of people tasked to commit unthinkable crimes. Thank you all for tuning in today, and let us know what you think. What was the true motive behind the massacre of the sorcerers in Indonesia? Thank you guys for tuning in today and diving into this mystery with us. Go check out our website if you want to see our sources, pictures, and other information from this episode at curlyconspiracies.com. You can also follow us on Instagram and search for the handle Curly Conspiracies. This podcast is brought to you by Mei Gua Ren Productions, Brooke Sasser as a scriptwriter, host, and researcher, Holly Lauerman as a scriptwriter, host, and researcher, Chris Sasser Photography and Graphic Design, Roundtable Audio Productions. The theme music is composed by Victor Wayne Music Production and Invito Market.